Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with an update from today's Glory. Hallelujah, I've had four positive emails today. I've had more than four, but four incredible emails today. And in one of them it said, what must I do to be saved? Now that's biblical, that is wonderful. And the advice that I gave to that person was to look to Christ Jesus. Not to invite him into your heart or make him Lord of our lives. That's condescending. No, it's to look to him. You see, to get saved, you have to understand one major thing. That the scripture tells us that the wrath of God abides on you if you're not saved. Because we're sinners. And the stench of our sins rises up to heaven because of the fall of man. But however, there is a way. The Father loved us, you know, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever may believe in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. So indeed, I said, it's to look to him, it's to recognize. Only sinners qualify, because Christ Jesus came to save sinners. So the first step is to admit you're a sinner, and to acknowledge that the wrath of God resides on you. Hallelujah. And then it's to look to Christ. And if you can believe you're a sinner, that you're rightly judged, okay, and that Christ Jesus was without sin, okay, and he went to the cross for your sins. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Legally took your sin and in turn imparted to you the righteousness of God. If you believe that he took your sins on the cross, if you believe that that was satisfied God's wrath, and that rising from the dead, you have eternal life. If you believe those things, you're saved. Hallelujah. It's to look to Christ, because it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're saved. Hallelujah. And that's the good news that I told this person today. And I actually gave them a phone number. I don't usually do that. And they rang me not so long ago. And they were rejoicing. Hallelujah. They were like me. They couldn't stop saying hallelujah. So that's great news, because this person is pretty much close to the deathbed. And now they've just changed their eternal address. Would you like to change your eternal address today? Would you like the certainty of knowing that you've got eternal life? But that's not the reason to get saved. The reason is because you stand rightly judged. Hallelujah. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yes, it's a free gift, because for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, indeed. It's not by doing good that you get saved, because nothing we can do is satisfactory enough to save us. Nothing. Nothing we can do is good enough. It's Christ. It's Jesus, the perfect, spotless, holy, harmless, undefiled, sinless, man of God, Son of God, Son of Man, very God and very man. Hallelujah. God in the flesh. Praise the Lord. Tempted in every way that we might get deliverance from temptation. It's to look to him today. And someone's got saved today. And do you know, the Bible tells us that angels rejoice in heaven when one sinner's saved. Think of the prodigal son. The parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin. All these all refer to salvation. So, hallelujah, great news. This is James Glory with an update. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift. Yes, the gift of God.